Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice began her Asian tour today. She visited India and then went on to Pakistan. U.S. relations with these two rival nations are improving. Still, Secretary Rice hit some bumps along the way. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
Rice came to India and Pakistan to talk about big issues: stronger strategic partnerships, regional peacemaking, arms sales, technology transfers, and, of course, the war on terror. The world's changing, she said, and by the day's end, there was proof. It was announced Pervez Musharraf will visit India next month, ostensibly to watch India and Pakistan play cricket. It's the Pakistani president's first trip since he attended a summit in India 4 years ago. That summit failed, and by the following year, the two nuclear rivals were mobilizing their armies. India's Foreign Minister Natwar Singh made clear the mood's now changed.
We look forward to welcoming General Musharraf here soon. I will also respectfully request him that he ensures that the Pakistan cricket team does not beat our team.
Since the Cold War, the US has steadily strengthened ties with New Delhi, and Rice's mission to India was to further advance this process.
Because this is a relationship that has transformed in recent years from one that had great potential into one that is really now realizing that potential.
But there were disagreements. New Delhi's been talking to Iran about a $4 billion pipeline transporting gas to India. The issue was raised at a joint press conference with Rice and the Indian Foreign Minister Singh. Rice made no secret that Washington, which is seeking to build international pressure against Tehran's nuclear program, disapproves.
I think that our views concerning Iran are very well known by this time, and we have communicated to the Indian government our concerns about gas pipeline cooperation between Iran and India.
But Singh showed no sign of a change of course.
We have traditional good relations with Iran. We expect Iran will fulfill all its obligations with regard to the NPT. We have no problems of any kind with Iran.
India's also concerned the US is planning to sell F-16s to Pakistan, signaling the resumption of US arms sales to Islamabad. Rice tried to smooth this over by indicating Washington would consider selling the fighter jet to India too. But this didn't appear to convince Singh.
We did express certain concerns about certain matters on the defense issue as to how it might create some complications, but I think there are no serious differences of opinion.
Rice is now in Pakistan for talks with Musharraf. Beforehand, she made clear the US was impressed by recent moves against Al-Qaeda by Pakistan, which now has the status of major non-NATO ally. The war on terror was on the agenda, and so was peacemaking between India and Pakistan.
Our top story, President Musharraf will watch the last one-day international between India and Pakistan on the 17th.
But in Delhi, Musharraf's India trip, scheduled for the 17th of April, dominated the headlines. It was further proof that cricket and politics are indivisible in South Asia. Perhaps that's why Rice made this pledge before leaving Delhi.
And I'm going to make a promise to the foreign minister right now, and that is that I'll even try to understand cricket. That will help.
That is, of course, much harder than it sounds. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.